Welcome to the Reasonable Faith Virtual Chapter Podcast. My name is Matt Bilyeu. This podcast has the audio portions of our discussions on a Discord server. I certainly recommend joining that server so that you can join in the discussion and see the slides. You can find a link to the server in the show notes. You can also email me at matt.bilyeu, that's B as in boy, I-L-Y-E-U, at reasonablefaith.org. That's matt.bilyeu at reasonablefaith.org. I look forward to chatting with you.
Yeah, I liked your analogy. I think that analogy of like the parent that you mentioned, I think it works well. I think, Matt, you were saying how as Christians, we are going to be with God forever. But I think the way that God has his relationship with us is the Christian religion is an opt-in, which means everyone was out at one point. So there is a separation and you have to actually opt in. So So I think that parent is a good analogy that like we raise our kids and we are sending them off, but God is kind of doing the same thing with us. He sends us off, but we have to choose to return. Like the prodigal son, we have to choose to humbly repent and opt in so that we can have that eternal relationship. So I think it's a good analogy. I think it would help non-believers to kind of understand why God wouldn't want to overwhelm us. I mean, if he presents himself in a way that we can't resist, it's not a love relationship. It's not, as you said, it's just a master. It's someone that you're scared of, or in the opposite, being an automaton where we're just programmed to do certain things. That's also not a relationship. So I think it was a good analogy. I think it worked well.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And it was, I did kind of steel man the objection there a little bit. I had a hidden premise, mainly that the premise is that we're going to be walking with God and have him on tap in heaven, which is not something that is entailed by Christianity in any sense. In fact, C.S. Lewis believed it wouldn't be that way. In his book, The Screwtape Letters, he had the demon Screwtape, who's writing to, you know, another demon coaching him, saying that people, after they die, they'll still have pains, but they'll welcome them. The implication there being that, you know, life after death and the new life is going to be a lot more similar to this than people let on. It's just that in that case, there won't be a world of sin to tempt us, and there won't be, you know, there won't be temptation coming either from within or without. And in that state of affairs, we won't, and especially with the fallen world that we have now and in the rearview mirror, we won't give in to temptation. But it won't be that God's always on tap necessarily. At least it doesn't entail that God will always be, you know, on tap available to us.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you find these podcasts helpful, please subscribe and share them with a friend. Also, please join our Discord server for live discussions. You can find the server link in the show notes along with my email address. I'll see you next time.